Here's a thought I'll title Color by the Truckload. If there's a photographic aesthetic that defines the early years of the 20th century, it will undoubtedly be the fine art black and white print, particularly looking at the first half of the 20th century when we had Stieglitz and Weston and Adams and Strand, etc. It's all the fine art black and white print. That was the craft objective that everybody aimed for. There were a few color photographers, but they don't necessarily come to mind the same way the black and white photographers do. Well, we're 100 years removed from that era, and it appears to me that the photographic aesthetic that defines the early years of the 21st century, this era in which you and I are living and working, what has defined the first 25 years of our century seems to me to be more color. Lots of color. Slap it on with a trowel color and crank it up to 11 color. And the 20th century photographer in me, since that's when I started photography, wants to disparage all of that excessive color. But I have to admit, I really like a lot of the photographs that are coming from this saturated color phase that we all seem to be in now. It can be, particularly with the right subject, particularly when handled with a certain amount of artistic sensitivity. Saturating the colors and cranking them up to excessive amounts can be wonderful, but they can also be too much. Too much color dulls the eye. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that as the decades pass in the future, that there'll be a dialing back of that saturated color, of that strong color aesthetic that seems to be so popular these days. I think I understand it, at least a little bit, and it's partly because of social media and the internet and the way we're being so bombarded with images these days. It takes something really special to stand out, to not blend in with the crowd. And the easiest way to add a certain pizzazz, a certain punch, a certain, what I've often heard referred to as a wow factor, appears to be color. It's easy, for one. All you have to do is slide that vibrance or that saturation a little bit to the right, and you can punch up colors to unbelievable levels that we've never seen in nature, or if it exists in nature, it exists outside the spectrum of colors that you and I can see. So cranking up the color is certainly an attention getter. And since competition for eyeballs is so severe these days, with the way the internet is feeding all of us new images every second, I can certainly understand how that sense of competition for viewers would motivate some photographers to go for that increased wow factor with color. I wish I could look back 100 years from now and see what's happened with that trend. Is saturated color something that has longevity? Will they still be using saturated colors 75 years from now when we go into the next century? Or will they look back on the times in which you and I are producing work and sort of laugh at the way we in our generation tend to use color so excessively? I got to thinking about this on my drive back from the West because I did a lot of fall leaf photography in Colorado, beautiful aspens, etc. They were spectacular. They were fantastic. And now that I'm looking at them on my screen, I'm aware that sometimes the camera tended to photograph them either slightly muted or even worse, with accuracy in terms of the intensity of the yellow leaves. So I find myself reflexively wanting to crank that up a little bit, to oversaturate those colors. But they end up looking garish, at least to my old black and white photographer's eyes. So I'm not sure what to do with them. Do I go with today's trend and saturate those colors and make them look hyper-real to the point of an unrealistic but successful wow factor? Or do I turn them all into black and whites? Or do I render them with pastel colors? There are some serious aesthetic choices and questions that I think each of us have to resolve, particularly with the processing capabilities that are so readily accessible to us with today's software. Is it a virtue to crank up to hypercolor? Or is that a trend that we'll look back on and think was kind of silly? I don't have any idea. But I can't help but think and recognize that with every single picture, that seems to be one of the fundamental questions that comes up, is how do we treat the intensity of the color, or do we convert everything to black and white and sidestep the question entirely?
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.